We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Good morning, John. You love that.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good?
There you go. It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, it's Wednesday already, half of the week.
Oh man, I smell smoke everywhere. Everybody wants smoke.
There's smoke everywhere.
I smell good old Virginia smoke. I smell a little Canadian mist. I smell smoke coming from ABC and Disney. Everybody wants smoke.
Everybody wants smoke.
What an exciting day yesterday.
A smoke-filled week it is.
That's right. Well, if you're just waking up and you haven't heard, Pusha T released a diss record going back at Drake.
I got the series up 2-1 right now, Pusha T. Infrared was a win, and the reason Infrared was a win is because Drake replied to Infrared, and also the reason Infrared was a win because in Infrared, Pusha T says, "I don't dance for the crackers and sing mammy," and then you put out a picture of a man in blackface, and that man happens to be Aubrey Graham. That's a win, sir.
And not even a doctored photo, nothing photoshopped, a real photo.
Right. Now, yes. Right. From a clothing line in Toronto, they said he did a photo shoot for called Jim Crow Couture.
Oh, boy.
Which is wild, because there was no Jim Crow in Canada, was it?
I thought it was from a short film or something. I don't know.
No, they said it was from a clothing line called Jim Crow Couture.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Pusha T's about that life. He's always been about that life.
And so does Drake really have a secret son?
Is Deadbeat Drake a thing? No.
I don't know.
Deadbeat Drizzy can't be a thing. And even if it is a secret, I'm just speculating. Maybe he had the baby and he just don't want to put his family on Front Street like that. There's nothing wrong with that either.
That could be it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, there's a difference between that and being a deadbeat.
But we don't know if he's, well.
No, I'm just saying.
But Deadbeat Drake has such a good alliteration to
it. Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying. I don't know if that's a thing yet, but, you know, Pusha put it out there.
What's crazy is people were saying, oh, he put out a song, what would Meek do? And they did exactly what Meek did.
What did Meek do?
He's not responding. I mean, that's what people were saying online.
Man, give it some time. I keep telling y'all, Pusha T wasn't in a rush to reply because Drake was replying to him. Why do we forget that? He just put out Infrared Friday.
Well, not only that, I think Pusha T wanted this smoke for a long time, so he was well prepared. Like, this wasn't something that he just swung in and said, oh, my goodness, no. He was well prepared for years. That's the way Pusha T thinks. That's the way he moves. That's the way the whole Virginia, his whole team in VA moves.
If I was one of Aubrey's advisors, I would advise him to bow out gracefully.
That's why they say it's chess, not checkers.
I would advise him to tap out.
He was playing chess.
And the reason I tell you to tap out is it's been exciting thus far. It's 2-1. The reason I would say he should tap out is because he doesn't give a F less than Pusha T does. And you never go to war with somebody
right.
who gives a F less than you.
Correct.
You're not willing to take this where Pusha Terrence is willing to take it.
Correct.
Or maybe he is. He might release a song called Beige Rage, which I would encourage him to do. Beige Rage and just go full crazy, but you don't want to be emotional.
See, but the way they talking to each other, it's almost like they need 5 minutes. Like,
now they do.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It ain't just,
definitely.
This just ain't words. You know, sometimes you go too far. Like, I'm not going to talk anymore.
Well, we also don't
definitely.
Know.
When I see you, I'm going to punch you in your
we
face.
We don't know what information definitely. Aubrey Graham has either, so we don't know.
I don't think he has much, and I'm going to tell you why. The W Freestyle shows me he doesn't have much, because the W Freestyle was majority about Kanye West. I told you that yesterday, but y'all act like I was crazy. The W Freestyle was majority about Kanye West.
Well, and that's why he wanted it to be all about him.
That's why Drake reached with the fiance line. He didn't have to bring Drake's fiance into it. I mean, push his fiance into it. So now Pusha brings his relationship stuff into it, which is the kid and the porn star and all that other stuff. It's a bad spot to be in, man. And he boxed him out because he said, don't bring Ye into my verses. Now that you can't bring Ye into my verses, what you gonna rap about?
Yeah, I don't know if there's that much about Pusha T.
But we're
really
definitely
going to
be talking about this all morning, and you guys will be weighing in as well and giving your opinion on what you thought about this whole Drake versus Pusha T that was going down yesterday.
You just got to pull up on him, man. You just get A.
No,
you just
stop. We're not going A yet.
You got A.
No, and I'm not.
Yes. That is not what has to happen.
Yes.
This is supposed to be hip-hop. You're supposed to keep it on wax, go back and forth.
That's
and
right.
See.
But when that line is drawn,
if you pull up on somebody,
line,
that means you don't have anything.
He don't got nothing. When that family line is drawn.
And I'm not sleeping on Aubrey either, by the way.
Definitely not.
But he's in a bad position. Pusha boxed him in.
Hey, this is great, though. I love the music. And we're going to play the full song in a little bit. So if you haven't heard it, we're going to get that on. And we got front page news. What are we talking about, Ye?
Let's talk about this anti-bias training that went down at Starbucks yesterday. We'll see if you guys are biased.
Why ain't nobody gave Roseanne anti-bias training? Who had a worse day yesterday? Yeah, definitely Roseanne.
I'd definitely rather be Drake than Roseanne.
It's 2-1. The series is 2-1.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. He could come back. All right.
Going back to Canada for game four.
Yeah. All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's go. Hey. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now let's talk Starbucks.
Yes, Starbucks had their anti-bias training yesterday. So if you guys tried to go to Starbucks and noticed that it was closed around 2 to 3 p.m., Starbucks were closed for their anti-bias training. Now, Common was involved in this. He did his own virtual reality part in it. And here's what he said on Good Morning America about why he decided to work with Starbucks.
Really, I just served as a voice of narration for the day that they have today, which is about, you know, just starting a conversation. And what's been happening with black men in America and black people, Starbucks was just a microcosm of what's been, you know, how black people have been dehumanized. And I wanted to be a part of that conversation. It's important that, you know, you have a black man standing up and saying what we need.
So today at Starbucks, all the racists not racist no more. They've been delivered.
Well, I don't know about that, but here's some of the questions that were asked in this anti-bias training. The first time you won, noticed your racial identity, and then you're supposed to go ahead and fill out this paperwork, and also if it doesn't apply to you, then you have to leave it blank.
What kind of dumbass question is this?
The first time you noticed how your race affected your beauty standards. The first time you felt your accent impacted people's perception of your intelligence or competence.
What?
Yeah, these are some of the questions.
Why is TMZ and why is it a TMZ watermark on this? Oh, it's from TMZ.
They got a copy of it.
Well, the first time I met the CEO of Starbucks, he was actually with Common, and they were in the hoods. They were going to different hoods, Jamaica, Queens, downtown Brooklyn, and they were trying to get more minorities to, try to get jobs and to be managerial positions. So he was really focusing on the hood and trying to give people more jobs. That was the first time I met him, and it was actually with Common, and they were pushing that effort.
Well, that's good. I heard that, Starbucks, the people in Starbucks that are racist will not be using the ER anymore. They'll be calling you the N-word with a GA from now on. And if you go in there today, they're giving away free black coffee. You just got to walk in and say, I want my coffee black.
Don't tell
you gotta say black.
Because people will think
go in there and say, you
that's
want your coffee
black.
That's
not
true.
They're giving away free black coffee.
They're not giving
no
black coffee.
All right, another big story yesterday was Roseanne got canceled. ABC canceled Roseanne after Roseanne posted some racist tweets. And ABC Entertainment President Shannon Dungey said in a statement, Roseanne's Twitter statement is abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with our values, and we have decided to cancel her show. Now, she tweeted, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals Valerie Jarrett.
Yo, they got Roseanne out of here fast. They got Roseanne out of here like she was sexually assaulting white women. I mean, they canceled her.
They canceled her quickly.
Cut all her syndication for the old shows of Roseanne. Agent dropped her. Like, they got her out of here.
Now, Valerie Jarrett is a former Barack Obama advisor, and she tweeted other things as well. She tweeted an apology after she tweeted that about Valerie Jarrett. She said, "I apologize to Valerie Jarrett and to all Americans. I am truly sorry for making a bad joke about her politics and her looks. I should have known better. Forgive me. My joke was in bad taste." She said, "I apologize. I'm now leaving Twitter." And then she came back and said, "Don't feel sorry for me, guys. I just want to apologize to the hundreds of people and wonderful writers, all liberal and talented actors who lost their jobs on my show due to my stupid tweet. I'll be on Joe Rogan's podcast Friday."
Well, Roseanne has been consistent with her racism and bigotry for years. So right. I don't even understand why ABC gave her a shot at a reboot.
Well, let's open up the phone lines.
Well,
right?
Do you want to hear what Valerie Jarrett had to say in response?
We have time? Sure.
"I'm fine. I'm worried about all the people out there who don't have a circle of friends and followers who come right to their defense. The person who's walking down the street minding their own business and they see somebody cling to their purse or want to cross the street. Or every black parent I know who has a boy who has to sit down and have a conversation, the talk, as we call it. And those, as you say, those ordinary examples of racism that happen every single day. And I think that's why I'm so glad to be here this evening talking with all of you."
How you gonna call a black woman a monkey and your boss is black, a black woman? She didn't think that one through at all.
Not at all. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Do you think that Roseanne's show should have been canceled?
Hell yeah.
And the reason I say that is it just didn't affect Roseanne. There was 99 other people fired because of her comments and her statements. 800-585-1051, but there's black people, Puerto Rican people, white people, Asian people, Indian people, so many people affected by the show that lost their job. There's been actors that haven't been working in years that got a chance again, and now it's over. It's a wrap.
With great power comes great responsibility, and she was irresponsible. So being that she was irresponsible, people had to get canned.
It's unfortunate, but that's what happens when the star of the show, who showed it, gets fired.
Let's talk about it when we come back.
800-585-1051.
Should the Roseanne show should have been canceled? Maybe they could have did something else, took half a salary and donated half of it to somebody else.
No.
We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Cardi B, Be Careful. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, the Roseanne show, the Roseanne reboot has been canceled. Now, Yee, tell them why.
Well, that's because Roseanne made some very racist Twitter statements when she was referring to Valerie Jarrett, who was our former President Barack Obama's advisor. Now, what she tweeted out was, "Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals Valerie Jarrett."
All right, we're asking, should it be canceled? Now, I think Roseanne should be canceled, but I do feel bad for those 99 other people that thought they had jobs that, season one, they probably got low balls, so they probably didn't get that much. Season two was going to be their big win, and they have nothing. They got families. They got kids. I feel bad for that staff.
Well, Wanda Sykes was on the show, and she actually quit immediately before they
Wanda
even
Sykes
made the announcement.
Bread.
Yeah, but you know what, man? Wanda Sykes should have never signed on to do that show. But let's talk about this. Everybody's entitled to free speech.
Right.
But you're not exempt from the consequences of that free speech. You can say what you want, but if the company you work for doesn't like what you said, they can get you up out of there. And see, the Trump administration really costing a lot of racist money. Roseanne will be financially fine, but to the rest of y'all, you can't afford to be overtly racist. You got to relax. Now, as far as her show getting canceled, yes, it should have been canceled because with great power comes great responsibility. She was irresponsible, so she loses her power. And that's what happens when you align with certain people. Envy, when we first took this job.
Correct.
What was the reason you thought you were hesitant about taking the job?
Because I know the stuff that you said might get me fired.
Exactly. Me. Okay? So everybody on that show knew exactly who Roseanne is. They knew who she was.
Right.
So they attached themselves to that. So you got to deal with the consequences of her actions. That's why Wanda Sykes, I love Wanda Sykes.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't really give her props for stepping away because she should have never signed up to rock with Roseanne to begin with, because Roseanne been on this hateful bigotry bull BS.
And imagine what would have happened if ABC didn't get rid of that show and didn't cancel that show.
Even if they said, all right, we're going to donate half your salary has to go somewhere.
Absolutely not.
Just an option. Trav, what's up?
What's up, Envy?
What's going on?
I'm chilling. Hey, Yee.
Hey, Trav.
How you doing, boo?
What's up, baby?
I'm chilling. What's up, Charlamagne?
What up, sis? How you?
I'm doing good. So we're talking about Roseanne, right? And if her show deserves to be canceled, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say yes, that her show deserves to be canceled. But like, I just feel like we need to start setting examples with white folks, that they can't just be out here saying any old thing
100%.
About black people.
Right? 100%.
But Also, don't let this distract you from the fact that some of y'all really do look like monkeys.
You know what, Trav?
Trav.
Goodbye, Trav.
Get out of here, man. What is wrong?
Trav, goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, Trav.
I'm not messing with Trav. So right on point, and then he said that.
You know what? James, what's up, James?
Oh, my God. DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, this is an honor for me.
What's happening,
well,
my brother?
Well, we're honored to speak with you, James.
We're talking about Roseanne.
And Charlamagne, let me say this real quick. I used to be, when I was in the Navy, I used to be stationed in Charleston, South Carolina, the best 3 years of my life.
Hey, 843, what's happening to Chuck?
Now, we're talking Roseanne. Yes. You think her show should have been canceled?
I do not think the show should have been canceled.
Why? Tell me why.
And I'm going to tell you why. It's because I remember listening to an interview recently that Jay-Z had with one of the writers of the New York Times. And like Jay-Z said, people talk like that. And you can't sanction the way people talk and the way that they think. And like Jay-Z said, when you fire or you get rid of people, you send other people that think like that into hiding. And that's all that we've done. Only thing that we've done is send other people that think the same way as Roseanne. Mm. We just sent them into hiding.
Yeah, but I don't think you can reward racism and bigotry, though. I don't think that deserves a reward.
I agree.
Absolutely, Charlamagne. I agree with that totally. You shouldn't reward it, but, you know, there should have been a stiff penalty.
Listen.
Like Jay-Z said about the owner, the former owner of the
Clippers.
The LA Clippers.
Right.
When they got rid of him, like Jay-Z said, the only thing that you've done is send people back into hiding. But I also have to say this right here. This comes from the top down, and you know what I mean from the top.
No, I don't.
I don't.
Is that gay
Donald
lingo?
Trump. I think he's talking about Donald Trump.
No, that's real, though. The Trump administration is really costing a lot of racist money. That's why I say Roseanne going to be financially fine. But the rest of y'all can't afford to be overtly racist. Y'all need to go back into hiding.
Well, 800-585-1051, we're talking Roseanne. Do you believe her show should have been canceled from the remarks she made on Twitter? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, is DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Roseanne, her reboot, her show has been canceled. That's because of remarks she put on Twitter.
Which she later on tried to blame it on Ambien and say she was taking some Ambien and that's why she wrote those things.
Knock it off.
So we're asking, should her show be canceled? Now, I think you should cancel Roseanne, yes, but I do feel bad for those 99 other employees that thought they have a job, thought they were paying their mortgage, putting food on their kids' tables that are out of here.
How can any of those people want to work with her after that?
First of all, not after that, before that. Like, Roseanne has a history of racism. She has a history of bigotry. And the reason I don't feel sorry for any of those people is because that's what happens when you align yourselves with certain people. Envy, tell these people again why you did not want to take the job on The Breakfast Club 7 years ago.
Because you've been fired how many times?
Four times.
Four times for saying stuff that I didn't want to get fired. I was like, I got kids, and I can't worry about him getting us fired. But we had a conversation, and we said, all right, it was what it was. But I still stay close to this dump button just in case.
And here's the thing. Everybody on that show knows exactly who Roseanne is. They knew who she was. They chose to attach themselves to her, so they got to deal with the consequences. And that's why I always tell people, do not let someone's irresponsibility become your responsibility.
Right.
Well, and that's why, you know, God bless Wanda Sykes, but, yo, she knew what Roseanne was before she attached herself to that show, so I can't really give her props for walking away. She should have never got down with them.
All right, well, Paul, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
We're talking Roseanne. You think the show should have been canceled, bro?
Yo, it should have been. I don't even know why they brought it back, to be honest with you. She's been showing that she's been racist.
Yeah, that's true.
She's been showing her dislike for, I ain't gonna say the country, but disrespect for the country. It's the same woman that spit after the national anthem.
Right.
It's the same woman that dressed up as
the ones that'll mess around and they support her show, but then they'll be mad when black people take a knee during the anthem, but they'll support her after she spit at the anthem.
It's the same woman that dressed up as Hitler and was holding a tin pan full of cookies fresh out the oven. Like, right. Come on, man. And by the way, that's on the front page of the Daily News this morning. And they asked the question, Roseanne gets canned, but why did ABC hire such a hateful racist in the first place? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, they knew what she was getting. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
They should have never rebooted that show. They should have never gave any more money. Well, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is, do not let someone's irresponsibility become your responsibility. Everybody on that show knows exactly who Roseanne is. They knew who she was, and they chose to attach themselves to her. So they got to deal with the consequences of her actions. So I hope all of them find new employment soon.
Yeah, that is true. They knew what they were getting. They knew who she was. All right. When we come back, we got Rumor G. What are we talking about?
Of course. I mean, we're going to set it off this morning, and I know you guys want to weigh in, but we'll be talking about Pusha T versus Drake. Everybody was waiting to see how Pusha T would respond, and we have that for you, along with some other, I guess, really big topics from this Pusha T diss to Drake.
Pusha up 2-1 right now.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Dance for the crackers and sing Mabby.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, man?
Shut up.
And why you got that look?
That was my dramatic read for Pusha T's Infrared.
No, you
I don't
do
top dance for the crackers and sing Mabby.
Are you going to make it a play or something? What's wrong with you? All right, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne
so
the weird. God. We are The Breakfast Club. Why you got sunglasses on? What is going on in here?
It's bright in here.
You know, you guys
Would
are too
you let
much.
Everybody do their thing, please?
Okay.
Jesus Christ, can we all be on our own individual waves?
Okay.
All right?
All right. All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Drake and Pusha T.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, yesterday was a very active day. We didn't know that the Pusha T diss track response to Drake was going to drop yesterday. And
I did.
It went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's give you guys a refresh. Drake put out this Duppy freestyle, and here's a snippet from that.
I really shouldn't have given you none of my time, because you older than anything and you running behind. Look, holla at me when you multi-million. I told you keep playing with my name, and I'ma let it ring on you like Virginia Williams.
And that's what he messed up.
I'm yeah. too resilient. Get out your feelings. It's gonna be a cool summer for you. I told Weezy and Baby I'ma done them for you. Tell Ye we got an invoice coming to you, considering that we just sold another 20 for you.
That's when the series got tied 1-1 right there, because Infrared was a win.
Now, I was saying yesterday, Pusha T probably was waiting for everybody to get back from their Memorial Day weekend break to drop his response.
Pusha's a small guy.
And he did. He put that out yesterday. It's called The Story of Adidon. If you see the artwork, there's a picture of Drake in blackface.
Which I don't understand, and he is definitely going to have to explain that line, and that's what makes the line from Infrared, so I don't tap dance for the crackers and sing Mammy, the hardest bar this lyrical warfare thus far.
Well, let's go through some of what Pusha T had to say on The Story of Adidon, and Adidon is allegedly the name of Drake's son. Okay, here is what Pusha T had to say about Drake's father.
Drug dealing aside, goose right in the side. Let's have a heart to heart about your pride. Even though you're multi, I see that your soul don't look alive. The M's count different when baby divides the pie. Wait, let's examine why. Your music for the past few years been angry and full of lies. I started at the home front, I'm on one. Dennis Graham, stay off the gram, bitch, I'm on one. You mentioned wedding ring like it's a bad thing. Your father walked away at 5, hell of a dad thing. Marriage is something that Sandy never had, Drake. How you a winner, but she keep coming in last place. Monkey suit, Dennis, you parade him. A Steve Harvey suit, again, made him. Confused, always felt you weren't black enough. Afraid to grow it, cause your fro wouldn't nap enough.
Drake should have never bought up Pusha's fiance. Being that he bought up Pusha's fiance, all relationship stuff
Absolutely.
Is on the table.
Unless he wanted that smoke. He might have wanted that smoke.
Well, here's Pusha T actually exposing the fact that Drake has a son.
Since you name drop my fiance, let them know who you chose is your Beyonce. Sophie knows better as your baby mother. Cleaned her up for IG, but the stench is on her. A baby's involved, it's deeper than rap. We talking character, let me keep with the facts. You are hiding a child, let that boy come home. Deadbeat motherfucker playing border patrol. Ooh, Adonis is your son, and he deserves more than an Adidas press run. That's real. Love that baby, respect that girl, forget she's a porn star, let her be your world. Yeah.
Did you know who Sophia was, the porn star before him?
Well, Sophie, now, he's been pictured with this woman before, and there were rumors that he had gotten her pregnant, and so they were saying he was dating her for quite some time. There's pictures of them eating together.
So question, is Deadbeat Drake a thing? Is Deadbeat Drizzy a thing? Or he just, if this is true, he just doesn't put his family out there? Because that could be the case, too.
Right, because you don't have to be a deadbeat just because.
Yeah, you don't got to put your kids all over social media.
But I think they said the story was fake when she said she was pregnant with Drake's baby, I think.
All right, now here is Pusha T talking to him about Kanye and about 40.
How dare you put yay in my verses? I'm selfish, I want all of the curses. I'm pre-booking the churches, me versus three hearses. If we all go to hell, it'll be worth it. Already aligned with the greats. And on that same note, the only ones I chase are two ghosts. Still giving you classics, that's the only thing that dates me. OVO 40, hunched over like he 80. Tick, tick, tick. How much time he got, that man is sick, sick, sick. I got the devil flow hooking. Sick, sick, sick. Surgical summer with it. Snip, snip, snip. And you don't really want it with him.
Now, that's, I'm not going to lie, that's the part that made me put my hand over my mouth and be like.
As it should.
Listen, if I was one of Aubrey's advisors, I would advise Drake to tap out. The reason I would advise him to tap out is because Drake is not willing to take it where Pusha T is willing to take
he
it.
He can't tap out.
Never go to war with someone who gives a F less than you. If I was Drake, I would tap into my white side and say, Terrence went too far. Multiple sclerosis is something that I take serious and shouldn't be rapped about or taking lightly. So I've decided to be the bigger person and end this.
No, he can't.
Now, I'm not sleeping on Drake at all. I'm just saying that I don't think Drake is willing to go where Pusha T is willing to go.
He can't end it right there. Drake is a lyricist, right? Pusha T is a lyricist. He cannot let that die. And as the rap game goes, you cannot stop. You cannot just tap out. There's no tapping out.
I just don't see the angle he comes back with, you know? Because, you know, one thing that I like that Pusha did in that verse is he said, you know, keep Kanye out your verses. I told y'all, the Duppy freestyle was majority about Kanye. I don't think Drake has a lot of things to say about Pusha.
All right.
Now his whole album rollout, he got to talk about the baby. He may not be ready to talk about that. He got to talk about him wearing blackface and having conversations about race that he may not be ready to talk about any of those things.
Well, Drake doesn't do interviews. When's the last time Drake did an interview?
No.
At least three, 4 years.
On his own station.
Yeah, his own station, so he could ask his own questions.
All right.
That is true.
Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
And when we come back, we're going to talk to Pusha T.
Yes, because I need to know.
Call Pusha.
There's one line in that song I don't understand.
All right, we're going to call.
I don't understand the Adonis Adidas line.
All right, we're going to call Pusha when we come back. And then if you haven't heard the full diss record, we're going to get that on as well when we come back, all right?
Good old Virginia Smoke versus Canadian Myth.
God damn it. We got action. All right.
We got action.
Hampton, Portsmouth, Newport News. Get your ass up. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club, and we have Pusha T on the line. What's up, you bully?
No, man. Come on. What's up? What's up? What's up, Envy?
What's up, Pusha?
Pusha, did you wake up this morning?
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Angela, what's up?
How are you?
Charlamagne. I'm good. How y'all doing?
Did you wake up this morning feeling bad at all?
No. For what?
Now, I mean, he did mention your fiance's name, so I guess it was, you know, the gloves are off.
Listen, all bets are off because of that. That alone causes all bets to be off.
I agree with you.
Fair game.
All relationship stuff is on the table now because he brought up your fiance. I agree.
Yes.
Well, let's start off with the artwork. Where did you get that picture from, just for clearing that up for everybody?
The picture came from a site from this photographer. It was a photographer by the name of David, I want to say it's Leyes or something. You can look it up or whatever, but, you know, I guess Drake took those pictures a little while ago.
So you had it.
I heard it was, they said it was his idea, you know, something he wanted to do.
Yeah, and that's why I got to give it a 2-1 round to Pusha, because it makes that line in Infrared, I don't tap dance for the crackers and sing Mammy. It makes that line that more impactful.
100%.
Goodness.
Are you prepared for more Canadian myths to come your way, though, sir?
Come on, man. Listen, man. I'm prepared for everything. I mean, but, I need a few answers to be. Like, I really do. Like, I really need to understand, like, what makes you take a picture like that? Like, What's the problem?
Yeah, well, you've messed up his whole rollout because everywhere he goes now, the promoter's album, he got to answer questions about the baby, and he got to answer questions as to why he was in blackface.
Yeah, and even the baby thing is a little crazy. Who rolls out their child with a sweatsuit? Like, get out of here. What are you doing?
I didn't understand that line.
Explain that Adidas situation.
See, the Adidas situation is this. The child, allegedly, his new line on Adidas is called Adidon, which is named after Adonis, his son. But we couldn't know about you. We couldn't know about your child until you start selling sweatsuits and sneakers.
Well, and then he's not a deadbeat.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But then he's not a deadbeat. He's taking care of his son.
Yeah, okay. So he's not deadbeat, Drizzy.
We don't know. Listen, we don't know. We just know that we couldn't know until he sold a sweatsuit.
How long you been waiting on this, Pusha?
Yeah, I was going to say this.
How long you been waiting on this,
Pusha? How long you had this in the cut, Pusha?
Oh, man. Be calculated, man. You got to live a calculated life. That's it.
My goodness.
Now, 40, Noah Shabib also said, coincidentally, it's World MS Day, since he was brought up in the song as well. Did you know that? Today's World MS Day, multiple sclerosis.
Oh, man. Wow. That's ironic.
Yo, Pusha's an ass. Man, Pusha, go back to sleep, man.
No, man. Listen, man. I'm just here, man. You know, I'm here for the sport of it. But like I said, when it gets personal, it just gets personal.
You don't think you went too far with anything?
No, not at all. I definitely didn't go too far with anything.
Was there anything that you censored yourself with that maybe you perhaps had originally wanted to put in a song and then changed your mind?
I'm not censoring myself. That just, you know, that's just more content for if needed later. I'm definitely not censoring myself.
Oh, so there's more content.
So if Drake taps out, because that's what I'm recommending Drake does. I'm recommending that he taps out because I don't think he's willing to go as far as you're willing to go. Would you stop?
I'm gonna tell y'all like this. I don't got no skeletons. I don't have any skeletons that are like nothing. It is what it is.
If Drake taps out, would you stop, Push? Would you be like, all right, I'm good?
No.
You know what? I'm not gonna bully this situation because I feel like I think it's bigger questions now, though. I really do.
100%.
They don't have to be answered to me, but I definitely feel that they're bigger questions than the things that I brought up. And I mean that he has to answer. And I mean,
right.
I really feel like they need to be answered. That's real.
So we're,
we talked about the writing or whatever, the ghostwriting allegations. All right, cool. We off that. Now you get to like. You know, the
baby,
the mimicking of the
blackface,
right? Blackface. I'm not ready to excuse that. I'm not really ready to excuse, you know, you talking multimillionaire talk to me and you tucking a baby. Like, I'm not with all of that.
Right.
So like, I don't even hang with my friends who have child support issues.
All right.
So.
But you hang out with all your drug dealing friends, Push.
Right. Exactly. You know. I'm big on kids. For real. That's just real. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not. I don't hang with my friends who got child support issues. You can't go hang out with me and ball with me. You can't do that.
Right.
I will say this, though. We got to suspend all Drake's N-word privileges till we figure this blackface thing out. He can't say the N-word.
Listen, because to me, I feel like, man, this isn't so long ago. Like, have you just started recognizing your blackness? Like, how could you not have felt, like, some type of way in doing that photo shoot? It's deep. Like, I need to know.
I'm surprised no one has seen this photo.
Boy, you've been doing your homework, man.
Pusha did his research.
This was well calculated.
And we're sure
Pusha,
that there is a baby because a lot of people are waiting for confirmation.
Angela Yee, we didn't tap dance around the ghostwriting. We ain't tap dance around no children. I ain't letting it happen.
We not tap dancing at all because we not wearing blackface.
There you go. Well,
that's a fact.
Well, if you haven't heard the record, we're going to get it on right now.
And Quentin Miller wants some smoke with you, too, by the way.
Does he?
No,
he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
I talked to Quentin last night, actually.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this. I had, for real, that is the one regret that I really do have about Infrared. You know, Quentin is, like, extremely talented, and he's really trying to get past this whole narrative and, like, you know, just try to get his career on and try to move on, and I feel like I sort of, you know, pulled him back in it. But, you know, that was sort of, you know, he just a casualty. And I know it wasn't nothing major, and I didn't say anything crazy, but still, I know that he wants to get past it. So I do feel like for him, because, you know, I've in turn, like, helped him, like, you know, try to reach out to agents and so on and so forth. And I've seen how agents and potential managers wince when you hear his name because of everything that's associated with him, the ghostwriting and so on and so forth.
Right.
Yeah, I spoke to him this weekend.
That's one thing that's like...
That bothered you.
Bothersome, man. Like, right. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, and it bothered me because I spoke to him after the fact and he's like, man, you know I'm trying to like sort of, you know, duck that and get away. And he put out records, like we got a couple records together. One that already came out and, you know, a couple potential...
Okay.
Hits, right.
Yeah, I spoke to him this weekend, and he wanted to do a Breakfast Club interview, and I said, man, I don't think you should do that because I think you need to distance yourself from the ghostwriting allegations and really start writing some hits of your own.
Exactly. Well, I don't know if he shouldn't do the interview.
Yeah, I would say he should.
I think
he
should clear everything up because everything is just a speculation.
Because he put out a new song yesterday. He gets to talk about that, you know?
Yeah.
And don't sleep on Aubrey, Push. Don't sleep.
Bruh.
Stay alert.
He has more ammunition.
Listen, I'm wide awake.
We see. My goodness. All right. Well, it's Pusha T. We thank you for checking in, Push.
Yo, love y'all, man.
All right, bro. Well, let's get into the story of Adi Don right now, and then let us know what you think. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking Pusha T. He just called in, and we played his diss record, and we're asking, what do you think of the record? Charlamagne.
I think the record is dope. I think that the series is now 2-1. The reason I got to say it's 2-1, because to me, Drake in Blackface, which is the cover of that record, it mixed the line from Infrared, so I don't tap dance for the crackers and sing Mammy, the hardest bar, this lyrical warfare so far. And I just need to know why that man was wearing blackface. You know, for you kids who don't know what blackface is, it's the makeup used by a non-black performer playing a black role. And that same energy you all have for white people at Halloween or those college kids who be doing that for whatever reason, y'all have to have that same energy for your favorite rapper, Drake. And I want to know why he had on blackface and why he thought that was okay. And I think that Drake shouldn't be allowed to say the N-word until further notice.
Well, the thing is about it is Drake doesn't do interviews, so, I mean, we'll never, he doesn't have to answer, but I'm with you. I want to know what. We have some questions, and we need some answers. But as far as the diss record is concerned, I think Pusha T planned this. He is a thinker. I'm sure he had this in the cut for maybe a year or so.
Very disrespectful.
And it sounds like he has something else in the cut, too.
Absolutely.
He's ready for, in case Drake has something to say, for him to respond yet again.
If I was one of Aubrey's advisors, I would advise Drake to tap out. And the reason I would advise him to tap out is because it's really not worth it to Drake. Like, Drake is not willing to take it. What Pusha T is willing to take it. And you never go to war with someone who gives an F less than you. If I was Drake, I would really tap into my white side and just say, Terrence went too far.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, multiple sclerosis is something that I take serious and shouldn't be rapped about it, taken lightly. Nah. So I've decided to be the bigger person to end this. And I'm not sleeping on Drake at all, by the way.
He can't tap out.
But I just don't see the angle he comes back with.
I mean, that's the best thing about it. I mean, if you really go back and look at the real battles of hip-hop, whether it was Jay-Z and Nas or it was Beanie Siegel and Jadakiss, there was rounds, and these rounds went for a while, and it was all entertaining and good music.
Well, they've been doing this for the past decade, so it's been a lot of rounds. But yeah, the most recent rounds, it's been 3. It's 2-1 right now.
And it is.
See, I don't think Drake has anything on Pusha T. That's why majority of Duppy was about Kanye. Because what are you going to say? Oh, Pusha's old. Pusha didn't really sell dope like that. And I got more money than you. I sell more records. Boo!
We
boo!
Don't know.
That's
we,
weak.
We
but he's
know.
Also now made it because of what Pusha T said in the song, you know, to stop talking about Kanye. So he's kind of made it so Drake can't really.
Drake can't rap about Ye. That whole freestyle, that whole song Pusha just did, is all bars about Drake and things concerning Drake.
Well, a little bit Duffy outside
isn't,
of Drake, yeah.
Duffy isn't that, but it's all things concerning Drake.
40 was a little.
That's Drake.
That's 40 was. But I'm not mad at Pusha for doing that, because once you mention my wife, my fiance, gloves are off, I'm going at anything.
Yeah, and that's why I say I just don't see the angle that Drake comes back with. I think the best thing for him to do is just tap out, because this whole album rollout right now, it's going to be about the baby. He may not be ready to talk about that. It's going to be about him wearing blackface and having conversations about race that he may not be ready to talk about. So just tap out. Your album don't come out to the 22nd. That's a long time from now. People will move on from the topic and keep it moving.
No, they not. Amanda.
Yes.
Good morning. What did you think about the Pusha T record?
I think that, you know, the fiance baby mom thing is fair game, but I think the 40 thing was way, I turned it off after that.
Why though?
I don't think, because like you're talking about somebody dying and the MS, like I just don't think that was appropriate. I think it was way too far.
That one part did make me wince when I heard it.
Now, I thought
I'm
about,
not gonna lie, I did go, ooh.
I thought was, about it, but
I turned
but,
it off right away.
It was clever.
But Pusha didn't say he wants 40 to die. He didn't wish death on 40. All he simply said was, 40 is hunched over the producer board.
Right.
How much time does he have left?
666.
Which can count for all of us, by the way. Then none of us really know how much time we got left. And then he said the man is 666. That's all factual.
It is.
It was a stab.
And
though.
You know what?
He wasn't saying it polite. He
I will say this. And 40 did say something on Twitter, and he didn't seem upset. He just said, today is National Multiple Sclerosis Day.
So we're talking about multiple sclerosis this morning. So salute to Pusha T for doing that good service.
Stop it.
That was a PSA that we didn't know we needed.
Stop
but
it.
We got it.
All right. Greg, good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. I was just listening to the track while I was going on. Listen, I am so excited that Pusha T responded, because I was getting sad. I'm like, please don't let this be a Nicki Minaj, Remy Ma situation or another Meek Mill and Drake situation. I'm like, please respond, Pusha. Please respond.
Please.
Yeah, but y'all act like Drake didn't reply to Pusha, though. That's what we keep forgetting in this whole situation.
I know he replied. And everybody was talking all this junk, like, oh, Pusha going to take forever. Pusha's not going to reply.
I knew
and
that.
I'm like, nah, fam, Pusha's about that life. Pusha wants that smoke. I'm like, yes.
He's definitely about that life. Pusha T.
And I saw that diss track. I played it immediately. I was
you think Pusha T walked around with braids for 20-plus years not to be about that goddamn life? And I'm going to tell y'all something else y'all got to stop doing. Stop disrespecting the veterans, man. Pusha T has been out since 1999. He thrived as a member of the Clips. He thrived as a solo artist. And right now, at 41 years old, he's thriving with a great album, which is Daytona. And he got the biggest rapper in the world right now on the ropes just a little bit. It's 2-1 in the series.
Right. All right. Well, 800-585-1051. We're talking this Pusha T record. Now, shout out to Pusha T. If you don't know, I went to school in Hampton, Virginia. And me, that's where I actually met Pusha. And there was one time when me and Pusha was on the ropes. Like, we were getting our ass beat up. We were at a club, and we were getting our ass whooped on crazy. Football players, all type of people were whooping our ass. And Pusha started throwing chairs like they were rocks. And he was throwing, it got us out of there. And I was like, Pusha's a fighter. I've never seen him back down.
What that got to do with rap?
I'm just telling
you.
God damn,
you just wanted to tell your old war story with Pusha T.
To tell my war story.
Why don't you tell the stories about how Pusha's drug money funded your DJ career? Hey, whoa, now. Let's talk about that.
800-585-1051. Let's go back to the Pusha T record. What did you think about it? Call us right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Yeah. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we play Pusha T's diss record, and we're asking, what do you think? Hello.
Yo.
Hey, what do you think about Pusha T's record, man?
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
That's all you're saying, huh?
Crazy. It's crazy. Ain't no more tap dancing. Now you got a boogie, Drake.
Well, I don't know. Drake had on blackface, so he might be doing a lot of tap dancing.
Oh my God.
More than we know.
Gio!
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning. What do you think of Pusha T's record, brother?
Let me tell you something. I'm 43 years old. I'm old school, man. I'm from the hood. Let me tell you. That one is O-V-E-R.
Over.
Now, I'm not sleeping on Aubrey.
Yeah, I'm not sleeping on Drake either. I just don't see the angle he comes back with, man. I really think the best thing for Drake to do is just tap out.
I keep looking at Drake's page to see if he's written anything yet. So far, the last thing he did was just the I'm upset, and the comments are in shambles
right now. I'm telling you, Drake is somewhere in his feelings right freaking out. And that's the problem. Like, you don't want to make an emotional decision. Like, you can't move off emotion. You got to be strategic.
Well, he got to set up home. If the porn star is his baby mama, he got to make sure that's right because he got to know where he can attack. He got to start, did you ever sleep with Pusha T? You know, he got to go through all those angles to find out what's going on, and then he can return.
Now, y'all worried about the baby mama thing. I don't really care about that. Drake in blackface needs to be addressed, all right? You got to have the same energy that you have for white people at Halloween or those college kids who be doing the blackface for whatever reason. Y'all have to have that same energy for Drake as y'all have for those people because I want to know why he had on blackface. And until we find that out, Drake shouldn't be allowed to say the N-word until further notice. So that means no nice for what the is this summer.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, Envy?
Hey, Trav, you back on the line, Trav?
Trav got a way in.
Trav, I'm tired of you coming through the back door, bro. This has to stop.
Listen, no, we gotta talk about Pusha got the tea because he got all the tea this morning.
He got all the tea.
He does. He definitely does. Pusha has all the tea.
You can't do rumor report no more. We need to start calling Pusha T and just have him spill everything you know about Drake because now I'm interested and I need to know everything about what's going on with Drake. I need to know about this whole blackface situation.
I get it. Pusha T, like spilling the tea.
Have you heard Pusha's album yet, Trav, Daytona?
Yeah, I've definitely heard it.
What do you think about it?
We need to find out. I need to find out why Drake is in blackface because Lupe Fiasco apparently is saying that there's a actual intention and a different reasoning, and when people find out the real reason behind it, we gonna feel crazy.
And that might be. I heard it was for like a short film and a clothing line or something like that.
I would love to know. You know what I'm saying? I heard it was for a clothing line called Jim Crow Couture.
That sounds crazy.
No, that's not a joke. Go Google it. Jim Crow Couture is by a brand called Two Black Guys from Toronto.
I did see it was for a clothing line called Two. There was supposed to be a short film, something called Two Black Guys.
Yeah, my people from Toronto
T-O-O
put me on.
It
was called Jim Crow Couture. It's a real thing. It's got a website and everything.
Okay, well, I'm gonna look into that because they said something about like a short film. But even if we need an explanation, but forget Scorpion album, push that to the side. And drop the explanation. Forget a diss track.
See what I mean? This is exactly why he should tap out. His album comes out June 22nd. The whole album rollout is going to be about the baby,
He may not be ready to talk about that. That may be an uncomfortable thing for him. They're going to be asking him about blackface, and that's going to lead into conversations about race that Drake may not be ready to talk to have.
And you're right. Pusha T, that infrared was a jab. That was, I'm going to swing. I know you're going to swing back. And when you swing back, I'm going to hit you with this right hand and knock your ass down. That was well calculated, Pusha.
And Pusha has a lot more, man. Like, listen, I'm not sleeping on Drake at all. All I'm simply saying is, I don't think Drake has anything on Pusha T. That's why majority of Duppy was about Kanye. Like, you already said it. Oh, he's old. Pusha's old. Pusha didn't really sell dope like that. I got more money than him. I sell more records than him. You had on blackface, bruh. Let's talk about that.
Well, let's see what happens. Mm. I'm interested to see what is Drake's next move. What would you advise?
I would advise him to tap out. I'm telling you, because he don't give a F less than Pusha T does, okay?
911, what's your emergency? I know about this drug dealer.
I'm telling you, Drake, now's the time to get real white. Now's the time to tap into your white side. Terrence went too far. Multiple sclerosis is something that I take serious and shouldn't be rapped about. Hi, my name is Aubrey Graham. And I think Terrence went too far. Multiple sclerosis is something that I take serious and shouldn't be rapped about.
Well, good, and we would not have known it was World MS Day, so we have brought attention. It's World MS Day today.
It is World MS Day. Salute to everybody out there with multiple sclerosis. I don't know what else to say. I'm praying for y'all.
All right. Yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Well, let's
discuss.
Can I
get a moral of the story?
Okay.
That was the moral of the story.
No, the moral of the story is never go to war with somebody who gives a F less than you do. Okay? I don't think Drake has enough beige rage in him, but we gonna see.
I mean, Drake at this point, he might as well just 911. He might as well drop a dime on him. Like, that's it. Like, hey, I know a drug dealer. He got mad. Can you tell on somebody like that? Is that too far removed?
Depends, man. I always say, Drake might not give a F. Never go to war with somebody who gives a F less than you. So if Drake gives a F that much to where he will call the police.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
I know about some bricks.
He ain't gonna do that. You got rumors on the way.
Are y'all excited for Nicki Minaj's new album? Well, we'll tell you what else she has in the works. She dropped a little teaser for y'all yesterday.
She dropped a teaser in the middle of all this?
Nicki got to stop, man. No, all jokes aside, Nicki got the worst timing in the world. Now, this is getting out of hand.
It's bad.
Now, this is getting out of hand, man. This is like when she dropped her video with Quavo the same time Cardi and Bruno dropped. Like, come on, Nicki didn't drop nothing yesterday.
Well, it's not a song. I'll tell you what it is. She's teasing something else she has besides the album.
Oh.
Okay. All right. We'll get into that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo. Rumor report. Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, Kobe has a book that's going to be coming out, The Mamba Mentality, How I Play. Now, he tweeted out, The Mamba Mentality, How I Play book comes out October 23rd, 2018. Learn how I approach the process and the craft, accompanied by 20 years of photos from the incomparable at ADB Photo, Inc. So, should be pretty interesting for all of you basketball fans. If you guys want to read about Kobe and how he plays and how he played through injuries and studied his opponents, how he channeled his passion for the game and all of that.
It will be a great read. It will not make you play like Kobe Bryant. Don't just like Michael Jordan sneakers, don't make you play like Michael Jordan.
I'll give you insight.
Just want to throw that out there.
All right, now Nicki Minaj, as she's gearing up for her new album, she has also announced that she is going to have a documentary, and that full documentary will be out August 10th. So the album Queen will be out June 15th. The documentary will be out August 10th. Also, Chun-Li has been certified gold. She posted that as well. And she also posted a little bit of a teaser from behind the scenes in her upcoming documentary. Check it out. So that's her in the studio.
Oh, she's trying to catch a vibe.
Working on Chun-Li, I guess, figuring out the flow and then inserting the lyrics after that. So shout out to Nicki Minaj, who has that coming out.
The Barbs will love that. They love to see extra footage
and behind the scenes and stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
You know what's crazy? So when she posted it, right, and she posted the video, and then she shouted out her team, and then she also shouted out Fendi. I was like, oh, she shouted out Fendi?
No,
but it was designer.
The clothing line. Yeah,
because you thought it was Big Fendi.
Yeah,
I want a clues buff for my guy, Big Fendi, man.
I was like, oh wow, okay.
No, it wasn't him.
I thought you were talking about too until you told me it was the clothing line. I'm
right.
Like, what?
Well, she has on the Fendi jacket and she's been wearing a lot of Fendi. All right, now
she'll shout out Envy before she shouts out Fendi.
She shout out who?
I said she'll shout out you before she shouts out
Fendi. She ain't gonna shout out me or Fendi. And if you don't know, Fendi is the one that was that founded Nicki Minaj.
Dirty
and,
Money.
Helped her through her career and, you know, started her off.
The original Dirty Money before Diddy stole it or whatever he did.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dr. Dre, I'm sure you guys have all seen pictures of that $40 million mansion that he bought from Tom Brady. Well, it turns out now he has applied for permits. He actually applied for these previously to build a massive underground compound underneath his estate. So they just approved all of that. And so now he's doing a whole compound underneath his $40 million estate. That should be pretty interesting.
Well, rich people know what's about to happen. A lot of rich people are going to Mars or they're going underground. America's a wash. Like? Oh, it's a wrap for America. I'm telling you. They know.
All right. Jamie Foxx is going to be starring in the new adaptation of Spawn. It's going to be a Spawn reboot, and he's going to be starring in that. The film is going to be directed by Todd McFarlane, who also created the original comic book. So that was first back in 1992. And then remember, Michael Jai White also starred as Spawn. And so should be pretty interesting to see Jamie Foxx. And of course, Jamie Foxx is also hosting the BET Awards this year as well. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Oh, we need Roseanne Barr to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's 45.
Was Charlamagne
the devil?
The Breakfast Club.
Hello. Hello, good morning. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, May 30th, goes to comedian Roseanne Barr. Now, if you haven't heard, the reboot of Roseanne, which was ABC's top performing show, was canceled yesterday after Roseanne the Racist, Barr the Bigot, did what racists and bigots do, and that's display racism and bigotry, period. Now, yesterday, Roseanne tweeted about former advisor to President Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett. She tweeted, and I quote, "Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby, equals VJ, as in Vanessa Jarrett." Yep, she really tweeted that. Let's go to CNN for the report, please.
ABC has just issued a stunning statement, Wolf, that says the show has been canceled. I'll read you the two-sentence statement. Roseanne's Twitter statement, these racist remarks earlier in the day, are abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with our values, and then we have decided to cancel her show. Just a short statement there from Channing Dungey, who is the president of ABC Entertainment. Her show was revived just a few months ago. It became one of the biggest hits on network television, and ABC knew who they were hiring. Roseanne Barr, after all, had a long history of controversial, sometimes offensive, even racist remarks on Twitter. And yet ABC still went ahead and picked up the show because it believed it could make many millions and millions of dollars from it. However, ABC has drawn a line here by canceling the sitcom months before it was supposed to return for a second season.
Now, here's the thing. None of this is new to anyone. This isn't even the first time that Roseanne has called a black woman a monkey or referred to a black woman as a monkey. In 2013, she tweeted that Susan Rice, President Obama's black national security advisor, was a man with big swinging eight balls. Not only that, Roseanne spread conspiracy theories about Obama's place of birth. She did a photo shoot. Look at this. She did a photo shoot. Do you see this on the front page of the Daily News? The Daily News. She did a photo shoot dressed as Hitler and was holding. I'm trying to hold the picture up. I'm holding the picture up like y'all can see it.
Now they can't see it. Revolt's out this week.
You're right. But look at this. She was dressed as Hitler, okay? And was holding burnt cookies fresh out the oven, symbolizing the Jewish people who were put in ovens during the Holocaust. Who do you know could dress up as Hitler, make light of Jewish people being put in ovens during the Holocaust, and still work anywhere, ever? The moral of the story is Roseanne been trash. And I know everybody is sad for the people who lost their jobs because Roseanne got canceled, so the cast and crew of this show, they're out of jobs too. But with great power comes great responsibility, okay? Roseanne was irresponsible, so she lost her power. And everybody who signed on to work on the Roseanne show knew exactly who Roseanne was, and you still decided to attach yourselves to her. So you got to deal with the consequences of her actions, okay? Envy, when we first started the Breakfast Club 7 years ago, why were you hesitant about taking this job?
Working with you, because you've been fired 4 times, and I need a job. I got kids.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's why in life, you do not let someone's irresponsibility become your responsibility, okay? Everybody who signed on to be on the reboot of Roseanne knew exactly what they was getting into, okay, when it comes to Roseanne's
irresponsibility. Not only her irresponsibility, her racism, her prejudice, her bigotry. Y'all attached yourselves to her knowing all of that and still did it. And when you choose money over morals, 95% of the time, that money gets taken from you. Salute to Wanda Sykes. She walked away yesterday before the show was canceled. But I have to ask myself, Wanda, why were you there to begin with? Why were any of y'all there to begin with, okay? Look, everybody is entitled to free speech, but you're not exempt from the consequences of that free speech. You can say what you want, but if the company you work for doesn't like what you said, they can get you up out of there. And that's what happened to Roseanne. And let this be a lesson to all you Trump supporters, okay? I know Trump empowers you and makes you feel like you don't have to hide, but understand, you're not Trump, okay? Even if this presidency doesn't work out for him and he falls from grace, he's still gonna land on a bunch of money. So will Roseanne. All those people can afford to be overtly racist. Your broke ass can't. Okay, so in the words of my guy Nori, you gotta relax. And I am shocked and pleasantly surprised at America's reaction to racism. This is exactly how racists should be treated. They shouldn't be rewarded. Not only did they cancel Roseanne's reboot, all the reruns of the Roseanne show have been pulled from Viacom. And ICM, the agency that she's with, they dropped her as a client. Oh, they treating Roseanne like she sexually assaulted a gang of white women. Okay, everything canceled, and rightfully so. See, here's the thing about mayonnaise, right? It's disgusting, all right? And you can put the mayonnaise in something, all right? But if you leave it out, it will ruin that something. Doesn't matter if it's mayonnaise and tuna or mayonnaise and potato salad. If you leave that tuna or potato salad out for too long, eventually it will go bad because of the mayonnaise. So you either gotta keep the mayonnaise on ice or hold the mayo all together. Well, since ABC just had to have mayonnaise in the form of Roseanne on the network, they left it out too long. And the whole product went bad. Now they gotta throw the whole show away. Please let the birthday girl Remy Ma give Roseanne the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker, are you? Dumb.
All right. And happy birthday to Remy Ma again.
Yes, happy birthday.
Drop one of Clues bombs for Remy Ma, damn it.
Now, up next, Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, relationship advice, or you need any type of advice, you can call Ye right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Rissa.
Hey, what's up, Rissa? What's your question for Ye?
My question for Ye is, why is it when guys stay with you or you guys live together and you're not married, it's so easy for them to expect wifely duties out of the girlfriend?
So what's the difference between girlfriend duties and wife duties?
Well, I feel the girlfriend shouldn't be expected to feed you. When you were living on your own, you fed yourself. The girlfriend shouldn't be expected to wash your clothes, although he thinks that's a date night activity. But I'm not even going to go there. But you can wash your own clothes.
And by the way, even when you're married, you don't have to do that. As a grown-up, he can still wash his own clothes.
Well, yes, definitely. I would expect for him to be washing his own clothes when we're married. But, you know, if I don't expect you to pay my full rent, then you shouldn't expect me to do too much of anything because I'm just your roommate that you get to sleep with sometimes. And okay. Even then, there should be a limit on that since you're not my husband.
Well, the thing is that when people live together as a couple, it kind of is feeling like y'all are married in a way. Because that's a huge commitment. And, you know, after that, marriage is normally the next step, right?
Yeah, it should
so
be.
So you should do certain things because you want to do them for him. And he should do things for you because he wants to do them for you. And it should be equal in that. It can't be, well, I'm not doing this because I'm not your wife. Because then it makes it seem like you're trying to get him to propose to you. And then I'll do
and
it.
No one ever wants to be backed into a corner.
Right. And so that's kind of what that's about. Because are you going to do those things when you get married? But you're not going to do them now?
Well, I mean, I would, you know, expect to do the meals and have his meals. The meal part, yes. The laundry part, we will still co-do the laundry.
Yeah, because he's going to do it. Right. So that's not even a wifely duty. That's just a, if I happen to be doing a load of laundry and your stuff is there, I'll do your stuff with my stuff. But I'm not going to just be, I got to do my man. Nah, that's not going to happen. And guess what? Sometimes he should do your laundry as well. It's a partnership.
Definitely. Okay, well, I guess my biggest thing is the sex. If you can't just expect to roll over and screw every single morning and screw every single night, I'm not your wife. I tell you, you're going to wear me out for my good things.
You know, but are you going to do that when you guys are married? So you feel like things will change when you get married and you'll have different duties and expectations than living together. Because I also feel like you are who you are. Like, I cook for my boyfriend because I want to cook for him, not because I'm feel like that's something that a wife would do. And sometimes he cooks for me also, just because he wants to. It's not really like it's different because we're married. I also feel like we shouldn't expect people to change once you get married. It's not going to be different. Like, how I am now should be how I am when we get married, because if not, what am I holding out for?
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. And I don't expect myself to change. I think my biggest issue is sleeping so much and we're just boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right. So the real issue is just that you want to get married, not that these things that you won't do until you get married. And he's probably like, well, if you're not doing them now, why would I marry you?
If is that what you got, E, from all of that, that I want to get married?
It seems like it, because you're saying I'll do it. You're saying I'll do it if we get married.
No, no, no. I want to say that I don't want you to wear my vagina down in boyfriend-girlfriend status.
I'm sure your vagina will snap right back. It's known for that. But
okay,
listen,
all right, well,
in closing, I just want to say, do things because you want to do them, not because it's a duty of a title. You do what you want to do because you care about somebody, and he should do what he wants to do because he cares about you, and not focus on that. If I want to have sex with you every morning, I will. If I don't want to have sex with you every morning, I won't.
Okay, well, I definitely will be taking your advice. And yes, I am in a happy relationship, so we do things for each other out of just joy of each other.
You do things because you want to, not because it's a duty because of a title that comes with that.
Well, I'm with you on that, girl.
All right. Go wear that vagina out.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
All right, mama. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Ask Ye 800-585-1051. You got a question for Ye. Call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
It's Charles.
Charles, what's your question for Ye?
Oh, yeah. So I was talking to my aunt. We were real close. And so I was basically telling her that I'm going to take a girl out to my cousin's restaurant. She was acting like that's a real big no-no, even though it's a five-star restaurant. So I'm just figuring out, is that wrong for me to do? Or
to take your girl to your cousin's restaurant? Why would that be wrong?
Because it's free.
So? It's a nice restaurant. She don't have to know it's free.
Yeah, I was just trying to see. I don't know. To make it seem like you need to pay for money for the first
date. I think that's great. I think it's great because, A, you guys will get treated very well when you go there. It'll be really special. And it shouldn't matter. Like, a great restaurant is a great restaurant. Doesn't matter if you pay for it or not.
Okay.
All right. Well, just make sure y'all go have a good time, Charles. That's dope.
Thank you.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Monique.
Monique, what's your question for Ye?
What does this suggest with a blended family? I don't know if it's my son has just been a teenager, just been an ass, or if he really, like, misses his own father.
So you said your son is being an ass?
Sometimes, you know, because he's 14. So I don't know if it's, like, you know, that teenager, like, you know, Envy knows how the teenagers are, like, doing their own thing. But like, I don't know if it's because he doesn't have his own father in his life, or
his own father's not in his life at all?
No, nope.
Well, I'm sure that's devastating for a 14-year-old.
I mean, but he's never been there.
Right, and you don't know how that's affecting him. It could be showing up in ways now where he's acting out. It is, you know, 14 is a very difficult age. I imagine what I was like when I was 14, and I was a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a difficult time. How are you treating him when he's acting out?
I mean, I try to treat him like with love. He's my son.
Are you having conversations with him about?
Yes, just a little. I do ask him, like, hey, like, you know, are you feeling some kind of way? What's going on? I don't want to say that. I want him to say it to me.
No, you have to ask questions. Clearly, like, he's a child. He's your child. So if you feel like something's wrong, you have to be the one that steps up to the plate and ask him those questions and get him to communicate with you. Mm-hmm. If it's hard for him to even voice it, he might not say it. It might even be things that he's not aware of until you start probing him and asking him questions in a very loving and caring and motherly way, of course.
Right.
Right. And you can, as you said, you feel like there's some issues with his dad not having been in his life. He's acting out. Mm-hmm. He's never been like this before. Clearly, something is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to you now as a mother to step up and make sure that you show how much you care. Make sure you communicate with your child. Make sure you spend some extra time with him and do whatever it is that you have to do to make sure you don't lose him.
Okay.
And keep your teenagers close. I know they try to do their own thing, but keep them close.
I try. I know. Yes. You're right. I do try to keep them close or what have you. And try to keep them included. He's such a good kid.
You keep a balance between, you know, being a parent and being a friend. Like, keep that balance. Because if you're too much of a parent, you lose him. If you're too much of a friend, you lose him. Keep that balance.
Okay.
Good luck, mama.
Thank you so much.
All right. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, you could call her now. Now, Ye, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, after having a rough week, find out who just dropped 3 new songs all at once.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You know, after looking at this video of Rob Lane edits, the one that he just made, that Pusha T shooting
Jimmy from Degrassi, which is Drake. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced Drake is either going to tap out or y'all going to make Drake look up to the heavens and call on the strength of every waffle-colored biracial ancestor he got, and he's going to unleash beige rage like the world has never seen before. Mm. One of the two.
See, I'm stuck. Do I ride with my light-skinned brother for beige rage or my dark-skinned brother from VA, Pusha T?
I mean, Pusha T did fund your DJ career with drug money, so I think you should ride with Pusha T.
You do
T.
have more of a connection
right.
with Pusha T.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're yeah. right. Yeah, you're right.
You
yeah.
wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Pusha.
Yeah, you're right.
He saved your life.
He did.
Okay.
Don't say that, because people are going to believe that. You know they're going to believe that. You know Pusha started Envy's career.
They threw some chairs, That's Envy, so have several seats.
So yeah. if I was Drake, I would call the FBI on both of y'all.
Can we do my rumors?
All right, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Mac Miller.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, listen, Mac Miller had a tough week. He had a bad car accident, got arrested for DUI after he ran from the car with two of his friends.
Pete Davidson took his girl.
Him and Ariana Grande broke up. She's dating somebody else.
Pete Davidson.
All right.
Mac Miller has put out three new songs. Now, one song is called Small Worlds.
9 times out of 10, I get it wrong. That's why I wrote this song. Tell myself to hold on. I can feel my fingers slipping in the muggy openness to not be gone. Do you want it all if it's all mediocre? Staring at the wall in the wall full of posters. Looking at my dreams.
Oh, God.
Who I want to be.
No.
I guess you got to see it to believe.
Matt, call me, man.
Mac Miller.
That's my guy.
I wouldn't call you.
That's my guy. Oh, my God.
Your man is smashing his ex.
Pete is smashing his ex, but that has nothing to do with
I
this.
I wouldn't call you.
Mac is my guy. This is sad, man. Like, come on, Mac. You're not. This is when, at the time when you're supposed to make your ex feel bad because you're supposed to go on Facebook and Instagram looking like you're having a grand old time.
But he wants her back, obviously.
No.
He
doesn't
Mac Miller, come move back to Brooklyn, man.
Lord have mercy.
We'll take care of you.
You guys are supposed to be his friends.
All right. In addition, he put out another song called Programs.
I don't got a reason to lie. They gave me the key to the sky. But I'd rather open my eyes. Cause that's what'll keep me alive.
That's more like it.
Something that sees in my mind. Peace
that's more like it.
Everybody want a headline. I don't got nothing to say.
Hey.
Except I'm coming back with the freshness. You know I love making the entrance.
Okay.
Now don't get defensive. Time is a matter of seconds. 1, 2, yeah.
All right, a little more beat, Mac.
I like
Showing
that
you still got it. All right, you've been in the
it's
gym.
It's not about
you look
her.
Good, Mac. You ain't stressing her. Okay, you ain't worried about Pete smashing at a smithereens.
See, why you gotta bring that up?
No, that's not nice.
Why you gotta bring that up?
You already know he's going through it. Why would you say that? What's wrong with you?
All right, I'm sorry.
That's mean.
Okay.
All right, now let's talk about SZA. She went back on the TDE tour yesterday. We told you before she was having problems with her voice and her swollen vocal cords. She had to take a brief departure from the tour. Well, she did come back to Madison Square Garden last night, and she tweeted out, I just want to be, she said, my voice is permanently injured. Great. Yay. Tonight was the test. That settles that. I just want to be left alone. My priorities are effed up. They've been effed up. I need space. Goodbye.
Damn.
And she has since deleted those tweets.
She probably felt like she had to do this show. This is her hometown. I'm sure a lot of people were coming. She felt like she had to do this show.
Well, once again, we had this conversation the other day. There is nothing wrong with lip syncing. Especially, I'd rather you lip sync than damage your vocals permanently. Now we can't get no more SZA music or her voice won't sound the same in the future.
Yeah, it's a difficult one, man. People get so mad when vocalists lip sync. Mariah Carey lip syncs, people were mad at that.
Not nowadays. We'd love to hear Mariah lip sync nowadays. Much rather hear her lip sync.
And as a vocalist, I'm sure she wants to go on stage, perform, and sing. All right, Tiffany Haddish is being sued, and that's by her ex-husband and his mother.
What?
And the moms?
The mom, too?
Yes, they're suing her because what they're saying is in her book, The Last Black Unicorn, she made some allegations against them that were false. According to the lawsuit, she lied and damaged his reputation. He notes a number of false accusations that he says Tiffany Haddish wrote in her memoir. Specifically, he says, claims that he put a tracking device on her car, physically attacked her on multiple occasions, kidnapped her, forced her to have an abortion, and other claims are not true, and that the comments that she made about his mother are untrue as well.
Tiffany will be fine. It happens when the money comes. People always come and try to get some bread.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know nothing about the mama, but we'll beat the guy up. All right, just want to put that
no
out
you
there.
Won't. No, you
right.
won't.
Now, the
That's
Jasmine brand also has
allegedly.
Alleged text messages between Tiffany and her ex-husband, William.
This guy.
That are dated from last year, which shows that they do have a close friendship. relationship, even though she's accusing him of abuse.
William, don't get a wedgie out here in these streets, okay?
Jokingly. William and his mother are suing for libel, slander, and defamation for more than $1 million.
William, we go to war about Tiffany now.
No, jokingly. Okay? He's joking. Joking. Ha, ha, ha. Joking. Just allegedly. Saying,
you don't get a wedgie out here in these streets, William.
Allegedly.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Ain't gonna mess around and get a wedgie and sue the ish out of
Charlie. I don't have guns for these crackers and sing mammy.
What? This guy. All right. Is it true Kim Kardashian is meeting with Donald Trump today to talk about prison
Lord
reform?
Lord have mercy. We got to stop.
Yeah,
America's
she
over.
She is supposed to be having a sit down with what? Donald Trump. Yes.
It's a wrap. We are living in idiocracy and y'all don't even realize it.
Now, you remember that one time she was locked up, though?
She's setting up a meeting with Donald Trump.
She was locked up that
Kim
one
was?
Time.
Kim was?
She's trying to lobby for a pardon for Alice Marie Johnson. That's what she wants.
Well, you know what? If Kim gets it done, congratulations to her. I'm not mad at that. Okay. No. Maybe Donald Trump will listen to her.
Alice Marie Johnson was sentenced to life in prison without parole back in 97 for money laundering and drug conspiracy charges.
Maybe everybody else playing this thing all wrong. And the reason I say that is Donald Trump is a celebrity. He's a celebrity in chief. Maybe he only understands language from other celebrities. You send in politicians to go talk to Donald Trump. He don't understand
that
language.
That's like Spanish.
That's what I'm saying.
He don't get it.
Now, you Dominican. You understand Spanish. Stop it. Why you do that? Why?
Why? Why do what?
You don't ever want to claim your stuff.
See.
See what? I really don't know what you're talking about.
That's yes in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
That is yes, right?
Like,
that
see what?
Yes, right? All right, anyway, People's Choice mixes up next. If you don't know, of course, Pusha T released a record yesterday. So let's start off with Infrared. Then we'll go to, what is it, Puppy, Duppy, Guppy?
Infrared.
Duppy.
Yuppie.
Duppy. Duppy.
Then we'll go to Duppy.
And everybody mad at me for saying that Pusha's up 2-1 in this series. The reason he's up 2-1 is because Infrared is a win. And the reason Infrared is a win is because Drake replied to it. And now that we see this picture of Drake in blackface, that line, I don't dance with these crackers and sing mad.
All right.
Impactful.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.